Okay. All right. So our guest speaker tonight is Andrea Beeman, right? And I'm so thrilled to have her here. I hear such incredible things from Fia about how inspiring her story is, that she's healed from incurable thyroid disorder. So, Andrea, thanks for being with us. And wherever you'd like to begin, we're all ears.
Oh, groovy, baby. Well, I'm happy to be here. Excited to talk about my experience with macrobiotics. I first was introduced to macrobiotics when my mom was diagnosed with cancer for the second time. The first time she had cancer, they, you know, removed her breast and they removed all the lymph nodes. And this was back in the 80s. And, you know, a radical mastectomy was literally a radical thing. And you know, she lost, like, practically half of her body in that mastectomy. It was really insane. But, you know, the doctor said after 5 years that she was healed and the cancer wasn't going to come back and, you know, not to worry about it. She was considered cancer-free. And then 11 years after that initial breast cancer and radiation and all that stuff, the cancer came back, and now it was breast cancer everywhere in her body, in her brain, in her lungs, in her bones, in her liver. It was everywhere, even though she no longer had the breast that caused supposedly the cancer. So my dad just happened upon an article that was either in Time magazine or Life or one of those magazines about a doctor named Hugh Faulkner, who had cured himself of pancreatic cancer by changing his diet. I think he had like 3 or 6 months to live. So my dad said, okay, well, let's try it because the cancer has come back again and this radiation and chemotherapy for the second time isn't exactly working. And it was really literally destroying my mom. So he said, let's try this macrobiotic thing. So we took a journey up to the Cushy Institute in Massachusetts, and that was my first experience with macrobiotics. I mean, it was bizarre food. You know, I grew up standard American pretty much, you know, like Cocoa Puffs and Captain Crunch and all that stuff. And I was a chronic dieter, eating everything that was in a box or Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or something like that. And so I started to eat real food for the first time in a long time, or ever, actually. You know, like grains and beans and sea vegetables and vegetables, and everything was whole and wholesome and organic and natural. And my 1 week up at the Institute with my mom, I noticed some changes within my own body. You know, I noticed that I had more energy. I noticed that my skin started to clear up and my eyes looked clearer. My bowel movements became regular. And I noticed that my mom, her energy increased. And she started to get rosy cheeks again. You know, she was really the color of ash after all the radiation treatments. She was very gray. And pale. And after a week of eating food and doing nourishing exercises, we noticed a change in her. So we went home and we incorporated all of that stuff, but it was not enough to bring her back from all of the damage that was done with the radiation and the chemotherapy. And she eventually died about a year and a half later. But for me, that was my initial, like, light bulb that went on that said, okay, when I get sick or if I get sick, I'm going to try natural remedies first. And, you know, any modern medical stuff will be my last resort, not the first resort. It would be the last resort. So as fate would have it, about 5 years after my mom died, when I was 28 years old, I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism and I had a goiter. And my immune system was a wreck. I was constantly getting sick. And my energy was up and it was down and it was all over the place. It was never steady. And so I went to diet first. I went to change my diet first. I got off all of the junk food I was eating. I got off all the, you know, like I would start the day with like a bagel with nothing on it because I was afraid of fat. You know, like a white bagel and diet soda all day long and coffee with NutraSweet, you know, and then I'd have a salad for lunch or, you know, pizza without the cheese on it because I was afraid of that stuff. And I started to eat food, you know, I started to do all the things that I had learned earlier when I went up to the Kushi Institute, and I started to incorporate more wholesome foods, whole grains, beans, vegetables, sea vegetables, fish. I took dairy out of my diet for 2 years. You know, I took meat out. And my goiter started to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until 2 years later, it was gone. My goiter was completely gone, and my thyroid was normal. And my thyroid went from hyper to hypo to Hashimoto's. It was all over the place while I was healing. You know, it was just, it was like, and every time that I went to the doctor said, well, now you have this disease, and now you have that disease, and you have to take this medication and that medication. And I said, no. I said, I'm not taking any of those medications. I said, I don't believe in them. I don't think they're going to help me. I don't think they're going to heal me. So I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. So like I said, I did it for 2 years, and my thyroid became normal. So for me, that was my first, you know, that was my adventure with macrobiotics. And it was really quite a journey, because when I was first healing, I was still working at MTV and VH1, and I would pack my food up every day, and I would go, and I would eat it at my desk, and my friends and coworkers would be like, what the hell are you eating? And I'd be like, well, it's rice and beans. It's rice and beans and vegetables, you know, but it was such a foreign concept and a foreign food. You know, we're talking 14 years ago. So, you know, I had to get over the hump. I had to stop listening to everyone that was outside me and just start listening to what was happening inside me. And what was happening inside me were good things. My body was changing. My body was growing. It was healing. It was feeling better. So I had to listen to all that and close out all of the naysayers, so to speak. So, you know, it was a really, really fun experience. And then after macrobiotics, then I went vegan for a little while. But that didn't actually work for me. It actually made me feel good in the beginning. And then my energy levels just, you know, dropped off the charts, and I started to get sick again. You know, my adrenals were like wiped out. I was exhausted. So then I started to put more animal proteins and fats back into my diet, and still with a lot of the macrobiotic principles and the Chinese medicine and all that stuff, all the stuff I was learning. And then my health started to improve again. And I mean, what else can I say about macrobiotics? It was really introduced me to sea vegetables, which I think were one of the greatest things that happened to my thyroid, you know, to help heal it, all of that iodine-rich food.
Can you talk a little bit about what your experience was like with seeing the doctor? Did you ever go back to the doctor and say, hey, look what I'm doing and look what's happening?
Oh, I stopped going to doctors. After my, you know, after my thyroid was normal, I stopped going to doctors. And I didn't have to go to a doctor again until 8 years later. I was, I had to do a show called Top Chef. I got picked to go on a show called Top Chef. And in order to be on the set for a month, you needed a full, you know, like a doctor's report on your health, because they couldn't have you on the set if you had some horrible disease or something like that. So I went to see a doctor, and she took my bloods, and she did all this work on me, and we were sitting and talking, and she said, you checked off here that you had thyroid disease, but you no longer have it. She goes, well, what medications are you on? And I said, well, I'm not on any medication. And she said, well, then how could you have this no longer have this thyroid disease? And I said, well, you know, I cured myself naturally, and I told her what I did. I used foods, and I used this and that, and, you know, natural remedies. And she said, well, okay, we'll see what happens when your bloods come back, because you don't just cure thyroid disease. And I said, well, okay, that's your belief system, I'm sure. And, you know, all my bloods were normal. Everything was normal. Everything came back. I was clean and clear, you know, and happy and healthy. And then after Top Chef, you know, I still had no use for doctors. You know, I think that doctors are useful. I think that they are needed in the world for trauma, absolutely for trauma. But as far as healing the body on a deep level, or healing the body from disease or anything like that. I think that they're clueless, completely clueless, and not very helpful. They actually, in the process of attempting to heal, they destroy the body, which I think is so detrimental to healing on every level, to the spirit, to the consciousness, to the physical body, to the emotional body, the whole entire thing. I also think that they come from a disempowering place, you know, where they tell you that you can't possibly heal yourself. I've heard that from numerous doctors. And after I did my time on Top Chef, I was hanging out with all the chefs. I was drinking. I was partying. I took back some old habits, some old bad habits that I had. And I knocked my thyroid out. And so I went back to this doctor, the doctor that I had went to like 2 years prior for my little Top Chef thing. And she said, okay, you know, she took my bloods and she said, okay, you have thyroid disease. And she goes, now you have to take the medication. And I said, no, I don't have to take the medication. I said, I just need to heal myself again. And she goes, well, you know, you're almost 40 now. She goes, your body's not going to heal itself. It's just not going to happen. And I said, well, that certainly is your belief system. I said, but I don't believe that. I believe that I healed it once, and now I've taken back some pretty bad habits, you know, over time, and I think that I'll heal it again. And not only that, but I have to teach a how to heal your thyroid class naturally in a month, so I'm really not going to take the medication, but thank you for your concern. And I tightened up my diet again. I got rid of the sugars and the caffeine and all the partying I was doing with the other chefs, and in 3 weeks' time, I went back for a blood test, and my thyroid was completely normal. So, you know, like, I think that the body is brilliant. I think that the body is so smart. And when we give it what it needs, when we get out of its way, and we give it what it needs, it will heal. It's designed perfect by the universe. Perfect. You know, we're the most amazing creations. Everything on this planet is pretty amazing. And human beings are just at the top of that list of the most amazing creatures. The ability to do anything and everything, heal ourselves, create things, we're phenomenal. And I think that a lot of the stuff that is promoted to us is extremely disempowering. And I'm not a miracle child. You know, I know this is Macrobiotic Miracles. I'm not a miracle. I've seen my clients heal from thyroid disease, from cancer, from diabetes, from arthritis. You know, it's not like I'm the, you know, one person that healed themselves from thyroid disease. That's not the case. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that when we give the body what it needs, it will do what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely. Do you find yourself now, you know, knowing that it can, you know, it can come back when you go too far in one direction, you bring back old habits. Like, how is it like now to, in balancing your life? Because I know for everyone, that's almost like the hardest part. How do you find that balance in, you know, to where it doesn't come back, but you're not, you know, constantly on that healing diet?
Oh, no, I'm not on a healing diet.
Exactly.
And like the healing diet was what I initially went on with Macrobiotics. You know, and that's very strict, very rigid diet. I am not on a rigid diet at all. And I know that my thyroid, and there are reasons, you know, I talk about this in my thyroid seminars and my thyroid classes. There are reasons why my thyroid or somebody else's thyroid may be more sensitive than others. For example, I'll give one really great example. Children that weren't breastfed and they were given soy infant formula instead of breast milk have higher rates of thyroid disease. They also have higher rates of diabetes and asthma and immune problems. So, you know, one of the things that I've come to realize is that no matter what I do, no matter my diet could be the strictest in the world, and I could always have an underlying weakness in my thyroid from not being breastfed as a child. From not getting all that colostrum, not getting those antibodies, not getting what has been passed down from generation to generation to generation for centuries, since the beginning of time. Since the beginning of time, mothers have been passing into their children the antibodies that they need for survival. And in the 60s and the 70s, that was cut off for millions of babies. For millions of babies, when the pharmaceutical companies or the formula-making companies or the doctors or whoever was the brainiac that put this idea in women's heads that their breast milk was inferior to soy-based infant formulas really did a disservice to millions of people. And it's still happening today, which is just, it's like a slap in the face to humanity, you know, or to the universe. So, yeah, we're going to make a formula better than breast milk, you know. Yeah, the universe isn't so smart, right? So that's first off. You know, the second thing is a lot of the what's happening in our environment. So I know that there may always be, for me, a little underlying weakness in my thyroid, but it certainly is not debilitating. It certainly has not stopped me from living an unbelievably amazing, healthy experience. Can I go out and party every single day? Absolutely not. That's not part of my world. I don't even enjoy that stuff anymore, you know. But definitely 100%, my body is stronger and healthier now than it's ever been, and I'm almost 43 years old, and it's stronger now than when I was a teenager because I'm putting into my system on a consistent basis the things that strengthen my immune system, the things that strengthen my endocrine system, the things that I was afraid of for so long, you know, the natural foods that my ancestors ate that were taken out of my diet. You know, it's like I'm always amazed. I'm amazed at how far we've come from a traditional diet. How far, like our ancestors knew exactly what to eat at any time of the year, any time of the day. They didn't need charts. They didn't need, you know, to have 14 grams of fat or 200 calories per meal or this is what you're supposed to have for snacks. There was none of that. They just knew. There was an intuition. There was a divine intuition that we were tapped into that taught us and told us everything that we needed to know. You know, and we're so disconnected today from ourself, from our source, from the planet, from the seasons. We're so disconnected that we've lost touch with anything like that. So as far as my thyroid disease coming back in the future, there's a possibility. There's a possibility of anything, but I have no fear about it. I know that if it comes back, I'll be able to heal it. If something else happens, I'll be able to heal that too. I have no fear around any disease. You know, some people may think that that's arrogance, but I just think it's my divine right. It's my divine right to be healthy and happy and living a totally functional life without being hooked up to medications that destroy the body, without having surgeries that take pieces of me out. You know, I came into this world with all of these parts intact, and I need them. I need them for my journey here. And I can't even begin to tell you how many times I sit across from a client and they say to me, oh, yeah, I had that removed because my doctor said I didn't need it. I had this taken out. Doctor said I didn't need 4 feet of my colon. Doctor said I didn't need my gallbladder. Oh, you don't need your appendix. You don't need this. You don't need that. Let's just take it out. That's like that's the most arrogant thing. That's the most arrogant thing, I think. You know, here we're created, as I said, perfect, divinely perfect. And then we go in and say, oh, you know what, let's take this out, let's take that out. We don't really need that. No, we need all of our stuff. And if you happen to have some of your pieces missing, don't sweat it. Just don't let them take any more of you apart. You know, if you can, don't let them take any more pieces of you out. You know, I get so sad when I see women and men with the scar across the neck, that they've had the thyroid removed, you know, or they've had pieces taken out, or they have a quarter of a thyroid left. I get so sad because I see too many people heal themselves. Not too many. You know, I think everybody has the power. Every single person on this planet has the power to tap into that divine wisdom of healing, knowing what we need. Knowing who to reach out to, you know, knowing what to do in any situation. Was that a mouthful?
No, absolutely. I 100% agree. And when I got sick, I was like, you are not taking out my colon. And that's what they wanted to do. Both remove the colon, remove the disease. But nope, because that wouldn't have solved anything. I'm like, well, I need my colon. It's in there for a reason. And so it was completely not an option for me, and that's why I'll do anything to keep my, all of my body parts. So I completely, completely understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do your days, you know, I guess, what do I want to say? How do you spend your days now? Like, how often do you prepare food? You know, how is macrobiotics been incorporated into your life as opposed to not just what you eat? Like, I'm sure it's a lifestyle. So,
well, yeah, you know, like I said, I'm much wider than what I was traditionally taught with macrobiotics. Now I eat everything from every category that's in season and locally grown and naturally raised. I eat meats, I eat fats, I eat vegetables, I eat seafood, I eat seaweed. I eat everything, including organs, you know, which is what my ancestors ate, which I didn't eat for a very long time, but like liver and stuff like that. I eat all that stuff, but only clean products, very clean products. And so, but that initial macrobiotics of eating with the seasons is still very much a part of my world, you know, so like, my eating habits change all year round. I do not eat the same thing in the spring that I'm eating in the wintertime. I don't eat the same thing in the fall that I'm eating in the middle of summer. My food changes as the seasons change and my body changes. You know, I'm not stagnant. Just as the earth is not stagnant and the seasons aren't stagnant, we're constantly changing. We're constantly flowing and changing. You know, which is another thing that makes me angry about thyroid, actually, or how they treat thyroid. Your thyroid will naturally slow your metabolism and your body down in the wintertime and speed it up in the summertime. And if you are tested for thyroid disease in the middle of winter, you may come out hypo. You may come out hypothyroid. So don't, whatever you do, don't get tested in the middle of wintertime because then they'll just put you up on medication, which is insanity, because they don't take into account seasonal changes in the body. That's not part of their thinking. So my days are really, I incorporate so many things into my life. You know, I cook every single day, not every single meal, but I cook every single day something. Whether it's breakfast or lunch or dinner or breakfast and dinner, and I go out for lunch. But I always start my day with a nourishing breakfast, whether it's poached eggs on whole grain toast or oatmeal with walnuts and raisins and cinnamon. You know, it's always a nourishing breakfast. It's a rare occasion that I leave my house without having food because that's like my way to start the day. But even prior to breakfast, I'm doing, you know, spiritual stuff in my home. I'm nourishing my system with meditation, with exercise, you know, like a little morning yoga, or sometimes I do some Chinese medicine stretches, you know, and then I have my breakfast, and then I start my day working with clients. And then every single day, you know, almost every single day, I either take a walk in Central Park or a walk somewhere. You know, it's imperative for me to move my body on a daily basis, whereas my old mindset, you know, back when I was in dieting world and listening to, oh, you have to move your body 3 times a week or 4 times a week, you know, you have to get 35 minutes of exercise 4 times a week, and then I'd schedule that in, you know, that's ridiculous. I'm alive every single day. Every single day I move my body. And I'm not at the gym. I haven't had a gym membership in 14 years. 14 years, you know, and somebody just told me in one of my classes, she's like, you have an amazing body. And I'm like, I'm just using it on a daily basis. I'm using it. You know, like this weekend I taught cooking classes and seminars the whole weekend. And I walked across Central Park and walked back. And normally I would carry the heavy packages, but I had my boyfriend carry the heavy packages. So that's how we got our exercise this weekend. You know, I always take the stairs instead of the escalator. I think that our society is set up for laziness. The lazier you are, the better. You know, because the lazier you are, the sicker you get. And then they could have, you know, once you get into their system, you're stuck. You're doomed. You're doomed. Oh. So, you know, like I use a lot of that stuff. I use mind-body consciousness. I use meditation. I use food. You know, I use everything for my journey here on the planet. You know, the physical body for me is created with every single morsel that I put into my mouth. You know, that becomes my blood, my skin, my hair, my nails, my organ systems. the physical food that I eat becomes that. And the emotional food that I eat nourishes my emotional body. You know, my heart, my mind, all of these organ systems need nourishment. And then spiritual nourishment to nourish the, you know, the other parts of me that are here, my soul's journey. So, you know, it's not just that I'm sitting and eating food and focusing on food. I think that that is, that can create neuroses, you know, where people don't go out and eat. You know, like I just had a client today telling me that she was nervous about going out to dinner tonight. She's going to a Turkish place and, you know, she doesn't know what she's going to eat. And I said, well, you're going with your best friend, so don't focus on so much the food. Focus on the other nourishment that's coming, the nourishment of having this great companion that you love. You know, focus on that part of the meal and just enjoy yourself. You know, the Turks have been living for, you know, centuries and, you know, eating whatever they're eating and not, you know, dropping dead like flies of every disease like we're, you know, dropping over here from all the crap. You know, so there's a lot more to food than just food. You know, so I try to incorporate so many different healing modalities on my journey because this is a journey. This is totally a journey, and it's like the most wonderful journey in the world. And I learn so much every single day from so many people, whether it's a client or a friend or a neighbor, you know, or a family member. I learn so much, and the more I learn, the more I grow, and the more I can really enjoy this very cool existence.
Absolutely. I love that you talk about not just the food. There's a whole physical movement, you know, spiritual, mind, body, you know, connection to it. It's not just only what you're physically putting into your body. I love that because I totally believe that. It's everything. You got to get out and you got to move. You got to get movement, like enjoyment or fulfilling of this world. So thank you for pointing that out. That's fabulous. What I want to do now is, if Fia's on, Fia, can you just chime in? Because I know he wanted to say something, and then I want to open it up to question and answers for everyone since we have such a large crowd tonight. So, Fia, if you're on, if you can just press 5-star, and I'll unmute you. If he's there.
Fia went out for a pizza.
Maybe. We're all here, and he's having
it's so funny. Fia once told me a story. You know, I studied up at the Cushy Institute, and we were talking about visual diagnosis because, for me, it's just fascinating. You know, it's the way the body talks, and we can see illness, and we can see health, and we can see things in the body without having to take an X-ray or blood work or anything like that. So I said, how was it growing up with Michio? You know, your father, he's always diagnosing. I mean, were you able to go out and drink alcohol and have fun and have a slice of pizza or anything? And he said, let me tell you this. I would come home, and my father would look at me, and he'd touch my forehead or look at my forehead, and he'd say, you had a Snickers bar tonight. And Fia would be like, how do you know? How do you know that? You know, and he said his father was always spot on. You know, so it's really, really a fascinating diagnosis. You know, the visual diagnosis is really wonderful stuff because you don't really have to go inside the body to see what somebody put into their body. You could look at it on the outside. So
yeah,
the girl, I think Debbie said she came to the class this weekend, the visual diagnosis class. I think it was Debbie. Debbie or Donna. And that stuff is just fascinating. Even if you're never going to be a practitioner, just to learn it so you can see what's happening with people's systems and your own system is wonderful.
I'm very fascinated with that as well, absolutely. In fact, and Fia did talk a little bit about what it was like growing up with Michio as a father, knowing that he could see everything that he's eaten. And if you want to listen to his story, he is one of the Macrobiotic Miracle Conference calling that's pre-recorded. So if you go under Fia Cushy on the website, you can play back his story where he does talk a little bit about that. And it is quite fascinating. It's a really, really great story. So what I want to do now is I want to open it up to everyone. Anyone who has a question or comment for Andrea, you could dial 5 star on your phone now, and I'll be able to see who you are and unmute you. So please do so now, and we can get those questions going.
Everybody went out for pizza.
Everyone went out. It's just me and you. Oh, I have a question. Okay. Okay. From 860's area code?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
I have a question. If you are already on thyroid medication, how do you wean yourself off?
Ah, great question. What's your name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn, it's a great question. What happens with the thyroid medication is it makes your own thyroid lazy or literally puts it to sleep because now you're getting the synthetic hormone, so your body doesn't have to produce it anymore. So what you need to do is there's information on my website, on my monthly topics for foods to eat for thyroid. So you start to incorporate some of these foods that we're talking about, take out some of the foods that inhibit thyroid hormone, and then slowly but surely you start to reduce the medication. Like I would say every month take a half of the medication or a quarter of it off. And then the following month, just so that you're not putting your body into shock, you're enhancing your thyroid hormone with natural foods and you know, all of the things that will create the T3 and the T4 and have them functioning properly. And you're taking out the things that inhibit thyroid hormone. And as you do that, your levels will start to change. And then it's time to pull down the medication small bit at a time, and then eventually you'll get off of it. I mean, it does take time. You have to be patient with that kind of stuff. But you can do it. For sure you can do it.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And on my monthly topics, 807, I think, is the month. And that gives you information on some of the foods. And also you can email me, and I'll email you my thyroid information.
Cool. Thanks. I'll check it out.
Okay, cool. Good luck, Evelyn.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, going to our next question. This is from 856 area code.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. This is Elaine, another E. Have a quick question. You mentioned the thyroid medication and being I was on Synthroid. Now I'm going to a natural medication for my thyroid. Can you comment on that if you're not using the Synthroid?
Yes, absolutely, Elaine. Very smart, because the Synthroid over time starts to destroy the liver. It's very hard on the liver. So there's Natrathroid, there's Armathroid, which I think it's hard to get now because Synthroid has taken over the market. But the Armathroid and the Natrathroid are natural desiccated thyroid of pig and cow. So they're actually more natural. Your body will understand it, whereas the chemicals are really hard. They're really hard on the system. So definitely, I mean, if your thyroid is low, you know, like one of the things our ancestors do is they would eat all parts of the animal. You know, they would eat thyroid. They would eat liver. They would eat organs. They would eat kidneys, like all that stuff. And those are things that are not included in our diet. So it makes perfect sense that the thyroid from the desiccated thyroid from the pig and from the cow really help to nourish your own thyroid.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're going to take another question here. This is from 718 area code. So, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, 718.
Oh, yeah. My name is Helen from Queens, and I have not had a blood test. I don't have normal health insurance, only catastrophic insurance, but I believe I have low thyroid function because when I increased the amount of iodine in my diet starting last year, some very pesky symptoms started to abate. So I still have some symptoms that I'm unhappy about.
Okay.
And I have, for example, this skin rashes that they've been proved, but I have this skin discoloration on my shins, both shins.
Hmm.
It's so odd. Yeah. Is that
is
something
it
you've seen in other?
Yeah. Is it like an eczema rash?
You know, I don't know what I don't know whether what eczema or psoriasis are.
Okay.
Last year the skin was peeling. This year it's not, but it's dark, dark colored patches.
Dark colored patches, like brown or red?
More brown.
More brown. Okay. So tell me about your carbohydrate and your sugar intake.
I love sweets. Oh, you are like Fia Kushi's father, and you don't even have to see me.
Yeah, you know, the spleen and stomach meridian runs right down the legs, through the knees, down into the toes. So you're having this rash on your toes, and it's almost like oxidized sugar, brown color, right, coming up.
On the shins, on the front
of the
the leg, yeah.
Yeah, totally. So definitely be careful of too much carbohydrate and too much sweet. And also with too much carbohydrate and too much sweet, it actually knocks out thyroid. You know, you have to be balanced. And so, you know, the spleen and stomach meridian running down the legs, then the shins and into the toes and all that, it's showing up there because that organ system is nourished by the sweet flavor. So if you're over-sweeting yourself, of course that's excessive, you know, too many sweets. So, you know, maybe look into why there's so many sweets going on. Are you feeling deficient, low in energy? Is your protein and your fat levels too low? Sometimes when our protein and our fat levels are too low, carbohydrate intake goes up because carbohydrate turns to what? Do you know?
Glucose.
Yeah, it turns to sugar. It turns to sugar, and then the sugar turns to fat. Yeah, so if you're eating excess carbohydrates, you actually may need more fat in your diet, you know, good quality fats. So look into what your cravings, like your cravings are saying something. There's something missing, you know, and also sometimes when we're eating so many sweets, it's emotional craving.
Yeah,
You know,
I started last year September of increasing the iodine.
Okay.
And the symptom that abated immediately was that I had nighttime cramps in my legs and feet, and that improved immediately. But then it came back. Like these few nights, for example, I've had cramping in my legs and feet. But not as bad, that badly as before. So it cannot happen? Can symptoms just come and go?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean,
body tries to heal.
Yeah, when you're eating something, like let's say were you taking an iodine supplement?
Well, I've been trying out a lot of different kinds of seaweed. Have different seaweeds every day, almost every day. I'm using sea salt. And when I have the goitrogenic foods that I've read about on your website, I do cook them. I'm staying with the fermented soy, not using the soy milk or you know, avoiding soy except for fermented soy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then tell me about your protein and your fat.
I do eat salmon once a week.
Right.
I don't eat very much meat, though.
So salmon is the only animal protein?
No, I do have chicken on occasion, turkey on more rarely, lamb.
How about fat?
Rarely.
How about fats?
Fats? Well, I do. I use olive oil.
Okay.
Use only olive oil now in cooking.
Okay. You may want to try and increase a little bit of protein and fat. So that it's not salmon once per week, but maybe a little bit of something every day.
I use whole grains, brown rice, and whole grain bread.
That's great. That's fantastic.
I'm not very conscious, though, about perhaps not conscious enough about protein combination.
Well, you know, like brown rice is wonderful, you know, as is whole grains and whole wheat bread and barley and oats and all that stuff. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But that's only one form of nourishment. You know, it's carbohydrate, which is fantastic and nourishing. But if you don't balance it with proteins and fats, then your system will start to get a little imbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you may be taking the iodine but not absorbing fully because you need fats. You know, like your thyroid sits on the endocrine system. It's your thyroid, your adrenals, your pancreas, your hypothalamus, the pineal gland, right? All of this is in the endocrine system. And do you know what the endocrine system is nourished by? It's nourished by cholesterol.
Yes. Cholesterol.
Cholesterol, specifically. So very important to get, you don't have to have lumps of lard.
Yeah.
But certainly have a little bit of fat and a little bit of protein so that you're nourishing that system. And you're absorbing vitamins A and D, which will make that system function better.
I should confess, I love ice cream. So I'm eating
more sweet.
I'm getting ice cream. I'm getting fat and cholesterol from ice cream.
Yeah, it may not be the best form, but it certainly is delicious.
Sticking with Häagen-Dazs most of the time. Oh, cheese. I do eat cheese almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going right to the dairy, right?
Dairy.
To the cow.
Mm, yeah.
So it's, you know, if your system isn't functioning properly, just think about, do a test, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the grocery store and just, without a list or without anything, start to walk through the aisles. And see what calls to you.
Uh-huh.
See what literally calls to you.
And just
see what happens.
Okay.
Some people find themselves in the, you know, the liver section. Some people find themselves maybe in front of the butter counter. You know, so just see what calls to you, and then you'll know.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks. I think hopefully I just need to give all this more time since it's less than a year.
Yeah, be patient with your body.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we do have one more question I want to get to. It's from 203 area code.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hello.
This is Debbie. My phone kind of disconnected a little while, so I had to call back in. I wanted to ask, when I had my thyroid test, they also told me that my cholesterol is 295, and I don't know if you talked about that when I got disconnected and I was scurrying through the house trying to find another phone here, but I was wondering, normally I eat what I think is pretty healthy, but yet my cholesterol is 295, so, and I refused to go on the cholesterol medication when I was diagnosed, but I did go on the levothyroxine. So I have a couple of questions. First of all, is levothyroxine the same thing as Synthroid?
I don't know the exact between all the different medications that they have out there, but I do want to address the cholesterol situation.
Okay.
Cholesterol levels go up when there's inflammation in the body. So dietary cholesterol and the cholesterol in the body, you know, like when your cholesterol is naturally going up, 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 this is two different things. So if your cholesterol is high, 295, that means that there's inflammation. So there's something going on in your system that your body is making large quantities of cholesterol. Now, fantastic. Pat yourself on the back for not going on the cholesterol-lowering medication because when the cholesterol levels go up that high, you're actually being protected internally. Cholesterol is like, it's almost like if you were to have a burn on the outside of your skin and you put aloe vera on it and it soothes and cools that area. Cholesterol is the internal soother to what you have going on. So if your capillaries are breaking, if there's inflammation somewhere, cholesterol is like the internal soother or the salve that is produced by our liver to help heal the body on the inside. So when we go on the cholesterol-lowering medication, then inflammation starts to run rampant in the system, all over the place. So we need to figure out, what are you having a reaction to? What is inflaming your system, to make the cholesterol go up so high? And also, please note that in the early part of this century, or not this century, last century, normal cholesterol levels in this country was 250. It's only now normal for it to be 180 because of cholesterol-lowering medications. It's to sell drugs, literally. Bottom line, it went from 250 being normal down to 225 to 200, then it was 185, and now I think they're telling us that it should be 175 or something crazy like that. So, I mean, if that's the case, everyone in the world would be on cholesterol-lowering medication, which is probably what they want, because that's a trillion, or no, not even a trillion, a gazillion-dollar industry. So congratulations to you for not going on the medication. Yeah. So go ahead. Give me a second question.
Is there some other way to regulate or lower my cholesterol? Without,
yes.
Yeah.
Get to the root cause of the inflammation. What are you eating that's possibly causing an allergic reaction? You know, are you having too much sugar? Is there too much stress in your diet? Environmental toxins can cause cholesterol to go up. There are so many things that can cause cholesterol levels to go through the roof. So look at sugars, sweets, excessive carbohydrates. Look at damaged meats, you know, like sometimes cholesterol will go up when we blacken our meats because it creates HCAs, heterocyclic amines, which are the damaged proteins. And again, cholesterol will go up from that. Oxidized fats, oxidized oils, you know, those are oils that are rancid. It's like margarine. Say again?
What are oxidized fats?
Oxidized fats. These are oils and fats that have been heated to very high degrees, and that causes the molecules in the oil to become rancid, and then we're eating these rancid oils, and that can cause inflammation in the system.
Okay, I don't think I'm doing that because I do just the olive oil. I don't do cold cuts. I don't do fried food, but I do have, like, cheese or, you know, like, today, for example, I had ice cream, that sort of thing. I don't eat a lot of sweets, but, you know, I do have fruit sometimes, and I guess there's sugar in that.
And how about your carbohydrates?
I love carbs. I do love carbs.
Yeah, you know, well, carbohydrates turn to sugar.
I eat the good carbs, but, yeah, I like, for example, it's all whole grain. I don't eat anything white, even pasta's whole wheat, but
right.
Those are carbs, so, yeah.
Yes,
so
maybe a little bit too much for your system.
Oh, darn.
No, it's okay. You know, carbohydrates are fantastic, but we have to have, you know, like George Osawa said, everything in moderation. So, you know, that includes carbohydrates, even whole grain carbohydrates. You know, so we have to learn how to be moderate with our choices and chew. Very important to chew, especially your carbohydrates, because they're broken down in the mouth. We can't process carbohydrates until we have amylase, dietary amylase, you know, saliva,
right,
mixed with it, and then we can absorb it and process it better. Otherwise, it just puts so much stress on the digestive system. And stress, do you know what stress leads to? Inflammation. And what does inflammation lead to? High cholesterol levels. So maybe you need to
slow down. So you mean I need to get rid of my husband?
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. But then you'll need more ice cream. Or maybe less ice cream. We don't know what's going on over there.
Oh, boy.
Tell him that your health counselor said that he needs to rub your feet at night to help reduce stress.
There you go. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's get him working on you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Had one more question. Do I have time for one more?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do one quick more because I have one more person hanging on. She's been waiting patiently.
Okay.
How do you know, do you have to have the blood test to find out if your thyroid is better, or how do you know that you're at that point where you're okay without
going
to the doctor?
You can get a blood test. I would, you know, get a blood test every 4 to 6 months. You know, don't start eating one way and then 1 month later get a blood test. Give your body some time, you know, so like 4 to 6 months, definitely get a blood test. Just get a full thyroid panel.
Can you just order it yourself, or do you have to get that through the doctor?
Well, in New York and New York and New Jersey and I think Rhode Island, it's now illegal for me or for these people living in this area to get their own blood work, which I think is a total scam. But I think you can still get it in Connecticut and in any of the neighboring, you know, towns and states, where you can just order a thyroid panel online. Like there's, Google it. You can just go to any clinic and get a thyroid panel.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. I just want to take one more question here. This is from 215, and I know you've been waiting patiently. Thank you. Oh, are you
Hello?
There? Are you there? Yes.
Yes.
So what's your question? Do you have a question for Andrea tonight?
Yes. Hi. My question is, I have a goiter. I'm an IIN student, so I love you, Andrea. I heard you speak there at the in class, and
oh,
I started.
Good,
that's when I started. Yeah, that's when I started to, you know, wean myself off of dairy.
Good.
I have a goiter in my thyroid. I haven't been diagnosed with hyper or hypo. I'm not on medication. They did a fine needle biopsy, and it started to grow back. So I, you know, eliminated dairy. I drink almond milk. I've incorporated kale in my diet, and I, you know, drink the green smoothies in the morning and things like that. But I feel like there's something else I should be doing.
Well, yeah, the green smoothies actually would be great for heart disease, but not for thyroid disease. The green smoothies, a lot of them contain the goitrogenic compounds. You know, like raw kale, raw broccoli, raw broccoli sprouts, raw, all of those raw greens contain goitrogens, which can inhibit thyroid hormone and can create goiter. So the green smoothies, maybe let's take those out and go toward something else for breakfast. You know, have some oatmeal, have some eggs, have something like that. And let's see if that reduces.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah,
I was thinking the other way. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, people do those smoothies all the time, and those are fantastic for other conditions, but not for thyroid disease.
Oh, okay.
And certainly not for goiter. For goiter, that actually may make it larger.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. You're on the right track. Don't worry. Everything is a learning experience. You're going to learn from this. You're going to heal that goiter. You're going to tell everybody in Pennsylvania, right? You're in 215?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're going to shout it out from the rooftops. You hear
yes,
the
I will. I can't wait.
Yeah, just in case.
And I also, I want to know if it's related to fertility. Because one doctor says that, because, you know, I'm married and my husband and I want to have children. And one doctor says that it's related, and then another doctor says it's totally not related.
Well, you know, your endocrine system is your hormone system. Creating all your hormones. So sometimes when the thyroid's out of balance, it'll upset all the other hormones. And there can be infertility with thyroid disease, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. I've had many clients with thyroid disease who have had children, who have gotten pregnant, you know, as they were healing their conditions. So, you know, if you're ready for a baby and the time is right, the baby will come.
I believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
The universe is bigger than all of us.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you. So, and just for the last person I know who wants to speak, I believe, Fia, you're finally on. Yes. Are you there? Oh. Fia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Greetings. Good evening, everybody. Sorry I'm joining late, but I just wanted to say hello and say thank you, Andrea, for a wonderful, lively call. I've been listening to the last end of it.
Oh, great. Good, good. Good to hear from you, Fia.
Yeah, good to hear you, have you on, and thanks for everything, really.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And everybody, please go to Fia's website, and if you got any benefit out of this call, donate. If you didn't get any benefit out of this call, send me an email and curse me out. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Thank you.
If you like what you hear tonight, please go to Fia's website, which is www.fiakushi.com. That's PHIYAKUSHI.com. And please do donate so we can continue to do these week after week, every Monday night and Sunday afternoons. So thank you again for everyone joining us tonight. Thank you so much, Andrea. You very inspiring, very helpful, and you've helped so many people already just by this call with all their wonderful questions and everything. So thank you for your insight and your sharing your knowledge.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're really thrilled to have you here. So,
good.
So, yeah, and I just want to say a little heads up for next week. Next Monday, we're going to have Lori Wyman on, and she's going to be sharing her story, recovery story from breast cancer. So that's another incredible story, incredible speaker we have for you lined up. So please do come back. And everyone, have a great night. Again, oh, and yes, and if you have a story that you would like to share with us, you can also please contact Fia at fiak@gmail.com. And we'd love to put you on Monday Macrobiotic Free Conference Calling. So thank you, everyone, and have a great night.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Marissa. Thanks.
Thanks, Fia.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.